10, County of Santa Cruz and City of Capitola Stormwater Management Permit.
All righty. Phil Hammer of our staff is going to be making the presentation on this, and while he's getting squared away as far as the presentation. By the way, with this, speaking of presentations, with this room, this screen is the big screen is kind of hard for most of us to see. So Phil's going to have to use the use the mouse pointer on here if he's going to be, or when he's going to be pointing to things, which is a little bit too bad, but that's the way it goes. Otherwise, this room's great. But I wish they would have tilted that over just a little bit. So I also want to remind you that we have, as I said at the start of the meeting, supplemental sheet that is says prepared March 5th at the top. And then we have Q&A document and Q&A document 2. And I think that's it, isn't it? Just those. All righty. And let's see. We have a couple of cards. I just want to remind people, we got one card in for this item. So if you're interested in this item, please turn your cards in. All right. With that, well, are you ready, Phil? Phil Hammer of our staff.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman and members of the board. My name is Phil Hammer. I'm an environmental scientist working in the stormwater unit. Item 10 is a recommendation to approve the County of Santa Cruz and City of Capitola Stormwater Management Program and enroll those municipalities under the Phase 2 Municipal Stormwater Permit. My presentation today will take about 15 minutes, and in this presentation I will discuss some background information, the enrollment process staff has undertaken, a resolution of issues, comments from interested parties, and a summary and recommendation. First, I'd like to give you a little background information. Today, you'll be considering adoption of Resolution 2009-29, which will approve the county's and city's stormwater management program, which I'll refer to as the SWAMP from here on out. You have been provided with an updated resolution as part of a supplemental sheet, and we will also be providing some additional recommendations later in this presentation. So the SWAMP is a joint document for the County of Santa Cruz and the City of Capitola. It addresses the stormwater management actions for both of these municipalities. And approval of the SWAMP today will enroll the county and city under the Phase 2 Municipal Stormwater Permit, which I'll refer to as the General Permit. SWAMP is a description of the actions that the county and city will be taking to control urban runoff, pollutant discharges, and flows. General Permit requires the SWAMP to meet the maximum extent practicable standard and be protective of water quality. The SWAMP must address 6 basic minimum control measures and identify the best management practices that will be used to address those measures. In addition, it also has to identify measurable goals that describe the scope and magnitude of BMP implementation. General Permit allows the county and the city essentially 5 years to fully develop and implement their program. The municipalities will submit annual reports detailing program compliance and BMP effectiveness. And as such, this is just the beginning of the regulated program and is not the last time that staff or the board has the opportunity to address the county's and city's program. Water Board staff will review the city's and county's SWAMP updates and annual reports to make sure that the program is moving forward and meeting the maximum extent practicable standard in protecting water quality. And this will occur throughout the 5-year term of the permit. So staff has reviewed the SWAMP to ensure that it meets the requirements of the general permit, and as discussed, make sure that it reduces pollutants to the maximum extent practicable and protects water quality. Staff has also ensured that the SWAMP targets the county's and city's primary pollutants of concern, which are fecal indicator bacteria, sediment, nutrients, pesticides, and trash. And where staff has found the SWAMP to be deficient, staff has proposed revisions be made to the SWAMP. These proposed required revisions can be found in the table of required revisions, which is part of the resolution that has been provided to you with the supplemental sheet. Upon adoption of this resolution and approval of the swamp, the county and city will have 60 days to update their swamp to bring it into accordance with the required revisions. And next, I'd like to show you a map of the county's jurisdiction. I apologize for the quality of this, but I wanted to be able to show you their jurisdiction as well as the urbanized area. The county plans to apply their swamp to the entire jurisdiction, but that they also intend to focus their efforts on the urbanized area, which is the crosshatched area. This swamp also covers the city of Capitola, but it does not cover the cities of Scotts Valley, the city of Santa Cruz, or the city of Watsonville. These cities are going to be addressed by individual swamps, and I'll discuss that a little bit later in my presentation. And moving on to the next slide, this slide shows some of the water bodies within Santa Cruz County. The red lines are impaired water bodies that are listed on the Clean Water Act Section 303D list. Essentially, these water bodies are water bodies that are not meeting water quality standards. And as you can see, there are quite a few impaired water bodies within the county, and urban runoff is a contributor to most of these impairments, or many of them at least. I have a few photos I want to show of some of the representative water bodies in the county. I have a photo of Aptos Creek. I also have a photo of Arana Gulch, as well as Boulder Creek, and finally Capitola Beach. Next photo is of Aptos Creek, and this creek is impaired by fecal indicator bacteria and sediment. The next photo is of a fish passage structure in Arana Gulch, which is also designed to capture sediment from the upper watershed, and this structure is above Santa Cruz Harbor, which has had ongoing sedimentation problems. And here's Boulder Creek, and you can see development adjacent to the creek, as well as a pipe channelizing runoff directly into the creek. And here is Capitola Beach, a very popular beach that is also impaired by fecal indicator bacteria. Okay, before I get into more detail on the counties and cities swamp, I wanted to discuss what staff is doing with the other Santa Cruz municipalities. The county and city are two of six Santa Cruz County municipalities that staff is currently working on enrolling. Another one of the municipalities, the city of Scotts Valley, will be heard in the next agenda item. Staff is also working with the city of Santa Cruz and the city of Watsonville and UC Santa Cruz to enroll them under the general permit as well and get their swamps approved. Staff believes that this can be done through an executive officer action rather than future hearings on these swamps because there are relatively few issues remaining, and staff has been working with the municipalities and interested parties to resolve those issues and believes that that can be achieved. However, if the contents of those swamps is not agreed upon, staff intends to present those swamps to the board for consideration of adoption at the May Water Board meeting. Next, I'd like to discuss the process undertaken to enroll the county and city under the general permit. The enrollment process has been a lengthy one, dating back to 10 years ago when the Phase 2 federal regs addressing municipal stormwater from small municipalities were adopted. The State Board adopted the general permit 6 years ago in 2003, and the county and city submitted their first swamp in 2004. Since that time, there's been three subsequent iterations of submittal and review and comments on the swamp, and staff comments during each of these reviews has been extensive to the point where staff developed 81 draft required revisions on the swamp at one time. So enrollment today will end this lengthy enrollment process and begin the implementation phase. Water Board staff also conducted a substantial stakeholder process to improve the swamp so that it is ready for approval. Staff held a water quality assessment meeting in May of 2008 to solicit input from stakeholders on the water quality issues that the swamp should focus on. Staff also met with all of the Santa Cruz municipalities collectively on two occasions to discuss the primary issues involving the swamps. And staff also met individually with the county and city to discuss issues specific to their swamp. As a result of this process, Water Board staff in the city and county have been able to come to agreement on the contents of the swamp and staff's proposed required revisions as they are presented with the supplemental sheet. However, staff has added some additional recommendations that I will be covering later in this presentation. As an example, the county and city provided lengthy comments challenging the legality of several of the required revisions. Their primary issues with the required revisions involved interim hydro modification control criteria, as well as long-term criteria, long-term watershed protection, effectiveness assessment strategies, and waste load allocation attainment programs. However, by meeting with the county and the city, Water Board staff was able to address each of these primary issues and come up with language that all parties, or at least the county, city, and Water Board staff could agree upon. In a related issue, the county and the city were concerned about future Water Board staff requirements addressing these primary issues. This item is discussed in the supplemental sheet that has been provided to you. Essentially, the county and city requested the opportunity for hearings on each of these primary issues when the county and city fully develop these programs in the future. Again, staff in the county and city were able to reach agreement. Language was added to the resolution so that if staff develops new requirements associated with these primary issues, and those new requirements exceed the requirements adopted today, the resolution provides the opportunity for a hearing on those new requirements. As previously mentioned, Water Board staff initially drafted 81 required revisions for the swamp. Subsequent iterations have reduced this number to 53 required revisions, which are included in the resolution that came with the supplemental sheet. But again, staff has added some additional required revisions that we'll be presenting. And staff has continued working with the county on the remaining issues associated with the required revisions and understands that the county is in agreement with the required revisions included in the supplemental sheet. However, we have not discussed with them the most recent revisions that were made yesterday. In addition to working with the county and the city on addressing their issues, Water Board staff has received numerous comments from other interested parties. The majority of these interested parties have been supportive of staff's required revisions. However, several have commented that the swamp should include additional detail in order to meet the maximum extent practicable standard. Monterey Coastkeeper has been a principal commenter of this type. Their comments primarily involve requests for greater detail in the swamp and better measurable goals. Recent Water Board member comments received in the last couple of days have addressed similar issues. Water Board staff finds that the level of detail in the swamp, when combined with the latest required revisions, is sufficient to ensure the MEP standard is achieved and water quality is protected. While some aspects of the county's and city's programs will be fully developed in the coming years, this is consistent with the general permit, which allows 5 years for implementation of the swamp. It is also consistent with the iterative process of refinement of the swamp over time. As noted previously, Water Board staff will review the swamp updates that come in with the annual reports to make sure they meet the maximum extent practicable standard and protect water quality. Where BMPs will be fully developed in the future, Water Board staff has reviewed the swamp for language regarding the process of BMP development and goals for the BMP. This language helps ensure that future BMP development will be adequate. Water Board staff has also proposed additional required revisions specifying better reporting on BMPs that are to be fully developed in the future. This will enable Water Board staff to ensure these future BMPs will achieve the necessary standards. Water Board staff has also reviewed the swamp to ensure that the BMPs all have associated measurable goals. This has been one of the focuses of staff's review, and staff has developed numerous required revisions specifying that the county and city develop measurable goals for all applicable BMPs. However, for some one-time BMPs, such as development of an ordinance, the measurable goal is simply completion of that task. However, wherever possible, staff has sought measurable goals that identify the scope and magnitude of BMP implementation. And now I'd like to shift gears a little bit and discuss some of the responses staff has made to water board member comments that we received the last couple of days. Staff responses to your comments and questions have been provided to you in two question and answer documents. And these were distributed to you in the last 2 days. But in response to your comments and questions, staff is also recommending several changes to the required revisions as discussed in the question and answer documents. And so I'll now go through those recommended changes. So as you can see, here's the table of required revisions and staff's recommended changes in response to board member comments are found in underline strikeout format. Required revision 13 has been revised in response to a water board member comment regarding how the county will train municipal staff on illicit discharge detection and elimination. And I will just read the revision that we propose, which is to confirm that the county will train all food facility inspectors, CUPA inspectors, industrial waste inspectors, storm drain and sewer maintenance workers, and water quality investigators on illicit discharge detection and elimination. Staff has several more changes that have been added to the table of required revisions, starting with required revision 54 on page 22. Required revision 54 has been revised to address board member concerns regarding the implementation of the riparian quarter and wetlands protection ordinance. The changes essentially specify that the county report the number of times the ordinance is applied to a new development and redevelopment, and also specifies that the county commit to providing the water board with notification 15 days prior to the issuance of any exception, exemption, or variance to the ordinance. Required revision 55 has been added to the table of required revisions in response to a board member comment. Due to board member comment regarding pet waste management and the placement of pet waste stations. And the required revision staff is proposing is for the county, include a commitment to evaluate the need for pet waste stations at beaches and install pet waste stations at beaches where needed. For the city, include a BMP to evaluate the need for pet waste stations at parks and beaches and install pet waste stations at parks and beaches where needed. You know, to require.
Phil?
Yes.
Just before you leave that page, go back up a little bit. For the 54, the one you talked about a minute ago. So the gist of that was previously we would have received the number of exceptions, but without knowing how many times the ordinance actually came into play, we'd have no way of knowing whether that was a lot or a few.
That's
so
correct.
So it's really just to get a handle on the scope of the exceptions.
Yeah, so we made that change so that we can get an idea in terms of a percentage of how many exceptions are granted. And the other change we made is to require notification prior to the exceptions being granted rather than having them reported after the fact in the annual report.
I have a question that goes to that, the 15-day prior. I think it's a good idea, but what can we do in that 15 days?
Well, we can review the exception to see if it's in compliance with the county's ordinance, and we can also provide comment to them and suggest alternatives.
Okay, and does that fit in with their process? I mean, is there some?
As far as timing.
Timing, yeah. Is there some point within that 15 days when there's an opportunity for us to comment or?
I'm not certain of that. This method has.
I'm just wondering why 15 days and if that really gives us enough time to make some sort of impact if we see something wrong. I don't know.
Well, I chose the 15 days
Okay. Based
on what I found was used for a similar item for the city of Salinas. But other beyond that, there's no other significance placed on the 15 days.
Okay, but you feel that if you had 15 days prior notice that it would give you time to review it and then make some comment to the jurisdiction?
That's
if
correct.
If you had some concerns?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. We probably ought to check with the county when we have a chance to see, say, if we commented within a week, does that allow them enough time to react or whatever? So when the...
And you know, I don't want to hamstring them by saying, you know, 30 days prior notice. I mean, that may not fit into how they work either, so.
What about if we inserted the word proposed in front of the word issuance? Because, I mean, either the Planning Commission or the supervisors of the council are going to be actually issuing, I would think, the exception or variance, and perhaps we should be alerted when
it's proposed.
When it's being proposed and thought about for the first time. That would give us lots of time.
And then you would have to change it, since you couldn't have it 15 days prior to it being proposed.
Right.
But you could have within 15 days after
it's been
proposed or something.
I believe that's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
Well, let's... when we can hear from the county on that,
right. See
how that works.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll continue on.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean
okay.
Later.
Yeah. I believe we're on item 56. Required revision 56 was added in response to a board comment regarding use of enforcement during construction inspections. And this required revision states, include a commitment that the county and city will take appropriate enforcement action for improper installation or implementation of construction BMPs. This will help prevent impacts that would result from failed BMPs. The swamp had previously stated that the county would take and city would take enforcement only in the event of BMP failure. Okay, just a few more. Required revision 57 was added to address a board member comment regarding the distribution of the stream care guide. And this BMP now reads, include a commitment that the county will distribute its stream care guide according to a prioritization of households based on riparian habitat conditions. Required revision 58 has also been added in response to a board comment regarding the scope of business outreach efforts.
And Phil, could I stop you one second just to back up to number 57? You know, my concern is in us receiving enough information, you know, in the review process, and perhaps we're going to get that, but, you know, it's just unclear when you see what the how the BMP reads. We don't know how they are going to describe their prioritization process of households based on riparian habitat conditions. Is staff assuming that you're going to get this complete picture of the total number of parcels that have riparian habitats?
Well, we're envisioning that they would provide us with a prioritization scheme and then confirm it, you know, identifying the high priority parcels and why they're high priority, and then confirming that they've distributed the stream care guide to those parcels.
Okay.
Required revision 58, again, was added in response to a concern regarding the scope of business outreach efforts. The required revision now reads, commit to annually reporting the percentage of each type of business the county will contact for business outreach. So this will give Water Board staff an idea of the scope of the BMP implementation from the larger picture of how many businesses are within the county and city. Required revision 59 has been added to address reporting on water quality phone messages or stormwater hotline calls that are received. And this required revision states, commit to annually reporting the number of calls, the date of the calls, the issues raised, and the agency's efforts in addressing the issues raised. Previously, the swamp had just talked about identifying the number of calls received, and so we're now asking for more information about those calls and how they were resolved. Required revision number 60 was added in response to a question about the composition of the pet waste education program. And it reads, include a commitment to identify the form, content, frequency, and target audience for education efforts for the pet waste education program. Swamp previously was very brief in describing this program, so we're asking for more information so that we can review it just for consistency with the MEP standard. And finally, required revision 61 was added in response to a question regarding training for construction enforcement actions. And it reads, include a commitment to identify proper enforcement responses for various levels of noncompliance and educate field inspection staff on the appropriate use of these enforcement responses. Okay, shifting back to my presentation. In summary, the Water Board staff has been able to come to agreement with the county and city on the swamp and required revisions in the supplemental sheet, though several required revisions have recently been added that we just discussed. Most of the comments from other interested parties were supportive of staff's required revisions. Where interested parties have requested more detail in the swamp, staff has reviewed the swamp to ensure it includes adequate language for development of effective BMPs. Staff will further review swamp updates as they are submitted with annual reports to ensure that BMPs developed in the future meet the maximum extent practicable standard and are protective of water quality. Despite staff's and the county's and city's best efforts since 2003, the county and city are still not enrolled. This prolonged enrollment hinders implementation, which results in continued water quality impacts. For example, fecal indicator bacteria impairments continue at such popular beaches as Capitola Beach. Enrollment today will expand implementation of the county's and city's swamp, leading to water quality improvement and greater progress in achieving healthy functioning watersheds. Staff finds the swamp has greatly improved as it has evolved through the enrollment process. The swamp, combined with the proposed required revisions, meets the maximum extent practical standard and is protective of water quality. Includes substantial BMPs to address hydro modification and progressive measures to address long-term watershed protection. Further, staff expects that ongoing coordination and cooperation with the county and city will lead to continued improvements to the program over the five-year permit term. For these reasons, staff recommends you adopt Resolution 2009-29 as modified by the supplemental sheet and the recommended changes proposed today, thereby approving the county's and city's swamp and enrolling them under the general permit. Thank you for your time, and I'm available to answer any questions now, or I understand that the county and the city are here to provide you with input.
Thank you very much. Any board questions of staff at this point? Okay, Mr. Shallcross.
I just have one comment. I think if we continue this item until tomorrow, you could probably come up with another dozen revisions, right?
I agree.
Okay, thanks. But you do want this at some point to be adopted. Okay, thank you.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I have a comment that applies generally, and it was triggered by revision number 60 that you put up there. One thing that I note, and I realize the measurable goals and outcomes is very complicated across the board, and certainly with public education, outreach, and public participation, we tend to see things like number of meetings conducted, number of people attending the meetings. And I saw in number 60 something that I've been hoping to encourage, and that is to not only count heads, but also to characterize the type of participation and the nature of the kind of the focus of concerns and so forth. And I don't, you know, we haven't seen the annual reports coming in at the level yet where we can start to see what kinds of information gets layered in with that. But I like the description of 60 in terms of giving at least some intent of what we're looking for, so that we understand perhaps over the 5 years how these issues are addressed, not only in diversity in terms of the response from the community, but that there is a coordinated effort on the county and city's part to consider the timeliness and the urgency of issues, because what they look like now and what they might look like 3 years from now, et cetera. So I, you know, quickly I note that Chapter 3, number 17, BMP number 17, and Chapter 4, BMP number 2 and number 3, those are the main stakeholder involvement actions, and I would hope to see a similar kind of consideration of reporting on public participation, that we also want to know a little more about the nature of that, those groups. You know, who are they? Are they the same folks over the 5 years, and what their issues are, et cetera?
Yes, the staff intends to review all these swamp updates and annual reports on an annual basis to see how the programs are progressing. And part of that is the municipalities are required to do an effectiveness assessment that starts out fairly simply, but eventually we're asking them to demonstrate that knowledge in the public has increased, or that they can demonstrate that actual behavior has changed. And that's the goal. It's a challenging task with stormwater to make those connections, but that's what staff will be reviewing the annual reports and swamp updates for in the future.
Yeah, I agree. It's extremely challenging, and it's a goal that we have across the board. Stormwater is not the only place where we're trying to inform the public and see changes in behavior. So hopefully we can benefit on a collaborative way to see, you know, where some good ideas are popping up, and we can start to move those into as models, you know, across the board. So thank you.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Why don't we go to our speakers? I have